And then Rob kind of asked me to join, and I was pretty hesitant, not gonna lie. But then we started doing, writing more songs, and I started investing myself more and more into it. And I just kind of watched things grow, and it started feeling really well. There's been a few times where the rug kind of felt like, I feel like bands just dissipate really fast, and I think the goal was to not ever allow it to dissipate. And so I decided, maybe against my better judgment, to keep it going, but I'm glad I did.
So
that's kind of where the name came from. And then, you know, and DDT did a job on me, so
okay. And then also, you just gave me a patch. Who did the logo?
I'm trying to think on that one. Mike Peters probably, well, he would have done the skull. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't even know if that patch is the Cool Club logo or not. But when we did the Cool Club, I really wanted to have like a Mickey Mouse Club. So we added ears. Obviously, from growing up and having MTV and seeing Some Things Never Fall and putting in the VHS tape like really, really fast and hitting record and being like, oh, yeah.
No way!
And so I was in a band called the Transylvanians at the time. I was, I think, 14 or something. And I had a Transylvanians written down my leather jacket arm. And the drummer of that band kept telling everyone, he's like, that Ben's gonna be in Black Halos. He's going on tour with Black Halos. And like, this was not happening when we were 14 years old. I just dyed my hair black and I loved the Black Halos. And a few bands like Dance Floor Disasters and Let's Dance would have played with Black Halos in Edmonton years ago. And then we did Real Sickies and Black Halos did a small Western Canadian tour sometime last year or something. And I don't know, Billy's just been like a genuine supporter of punk rock, and so he, you know, appreciates the roots of it. So yeah, that's kind of how I know him. Oh, and he'll send me really nice birthday messages every year. He'll sing a song. He probably does that for everyone, but yeah, it's just really great, you know?
How many of you have had me sing happy birthday to you on your social media? Well, tonight, I've got two people here that are having birthdays. David Frock and Maureen Fielding. So, come on, we all gonna do this. It's not just me, it's about us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Maureen and David Frock. Happy birthday to you. This one's for the birthday kids.
Yeah. I'm sure that you know, for Comedian Radio, we love to push female artists. Can you tell me any Edmonton female artists off the top of your head?
Yeah, so Sister Susie is a great one that we love playing with. T-Taws were another great Edmonton punk band. Homewreckers are a good Edmonton punk band. There's Bad Ham, which Andrew also plays in.
Down!
coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
Tick-tock, and yes, we are running out of time. Dessert will be served shortly, featuring an interview with the Bad Beats, and we're going to stir it up with a little Billy Hopeless. And now it is time to bid you adieu. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. And if you love punk or post-punk, check out The Blurred Crusade with Sir Todd McCluskey. All right, we'll catch you all next week and enjoy the last segment after the break. Ta-ta!
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for The Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I am Derek McDonald, organ, vocals.
I am Adam, guitar.
Awesome. And tell me about your band.
We are the Bad Beats. We've been playing about for a little over 10 years. Three albums out on Soundflat Records. And
a single coming out in May.
Yes. Tell me about your other bandmates.
They're not important, really.
Yeah. Do we have to talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cam's our singer.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the drummer.
Pass. No. And then Rob on bass.
And no, Tino on drums.
And Tino on drums.
That's the guy's name, Tino.
Okay, excellent. And then I was asking you earlier about what is your favorite Bad Beats song?
Well, I'll have to say Get Loose, which is the title track on our new record. Just for purely selfish reasons, as it's basically the first thing, a song born from the first thing I've sat down at organ for the last 15 years and noodled around. And, finally made its way onto a record, so it's kind of nice. Trying to say is probably my favorite song, because there's no guitar solo. It's three chords over and over and over again. Very easy to play.
Always. We're on a mission from God.
He can actually talk for us. I'm sure he's coming in for at least 40% of the interview.
I gotta say, they look way cooler than they did when I first met him.
Yeah, we used to wear all white, and then Billy told us.
Said, you gotta look like GarageBand, like question mark from the studio.
How do you know Billy?
I went on tour with Billy in 2004 across Canada and back through the States. And that's how we know each other. And then we played in the Benitos together.
Yeah, we've had a long-running friendship.
Oh,
yeah.
Benitos, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because you did some good beats out there. So is it like, did the name come from like, oh, it's bad that it's so good?
No, it's a poker term. I think if you have a hand that is almost impossible to lose with, but you lose with it, is a bad beat, I think.
I heard that they went to Sunrise Market and they're buying some beats. And you know, sometimes you gotta pick through stuff at Sunrise, even though it's cheap. And they really got some bad beats. And now, you know,
can he actually finish the interview? Because he's, I like his answer.
I know, it's awesome. So do you
that
like?
Is a big concern.
Do you like beats? Do you like no, you don't like beats. The red beats.
It's a good beat. They stain. It's too good of a dye.
And
I'm kind of messy.
Back in the day, man, we used to go to like McDonald's on Gander Street. We didn't have no pumpkin color. We used to take beats and they'd dye our hair red, you know, in the bathroom of McDonald's on Gander Street, man. That's how core we were.
That's how hardcore you are. Okay, awesome. Okay, and tell everyone what you got for your Christmas present.
A penis puff.
Yeah.
It's not mine, baby.
It's not mine. I haven't opened the box. I suppose it does.
Oh, you didn't open it with the manual.
The person I got it from, he's like, I've had this for 30 years. I'm like,
it's like Tom Waits said, you know, huge pouring. I'll use.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam, not too fast, too fast.
Wham Bam. You say wham bam.
Thank you, man.
That's not going well. All right.
He's fed.
He's fed. You ready?
Wigwam.
Okay. Wham bam.
Do 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 do.